And then?
Well, as they fall, they turn to rain or snow. And, well, that's it, isn't it?
Well, usually, yes. But you've mentioned that there's a first stage, a primary stage. So surely you should have mentioned...
Oh, the secondary stage.
Which is known as...
Dynamic seeding, of course.
Mm-hmm.
How could I have left that bit out? Let me think. Okay, so the water droplets turn to ice and...
What happens when water freezes? When anything freezes, for that matter? Something that may seem surprising?
Oh, of course. It releases heat.
Mm-hmm, exactly. It releases heat. And what can happen to a cloud when freezing water inside it does this?
The cloud gets bigger and contains even more moisture.
Exactly. And not only do they become bigger, but they also...
They, produce storms. No, hang on, that's not right. They last longer, that's it.
Right, they last longer, which means they can be seeded again to produce even more rain. Unit 9, Track 21. All right, let's go back to the section in your essay on cloud seeding. Apart from your silver nitrate, silver iodide mistake, you've missed a few bits out.
Have I?
I'm afraid so. What I'd like you to do is talk me through the process of cloud seeding, what it involves, and so on. And I'll stop you if you've forgotten something, OK?
Fine. Well, first of all, silver nitrate... iodide is fired into the cloud from the ground using a rocket.
Good. And you could mention that sometimes it's dropped from above by aircraft.
Right. And this is the first stage, the primary stage, which is called static seeding.
Mm-hmm.
The silver iodide causes a chemical reaction with the tiny water drops in the cloud and they freeze.
Okay. So you've got millions of tiny ice particles because the water droplets in the cloud freeze. What happens next?
Next, there's a process called riming. R-I-M-I-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the ice particles, well, they join up to form bigger pieces of ice, and when they're heavy enough, they fall from the sky.
Good.